News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin City Council has missed a trick by not planning anything special to welcome Taylor Swift fans to Dublin ahead of her three Aviva Stadium shows at the end of the month. That's according to Manox Flynn, independent Dublin City Councillor, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Manox. What would you like to see happen to welcome the Swifties?
Morning, Shane. The situation is that Dublin City Council have taken their eye off the ball here. I mean, we did a fine job, you know, for the UEFA Cup. We had plenty of guards, we had plenty of activities, we had fan zones. We put the city at its best. I mean, it was literally at its best. Everybody commented, everybody engaged. We did the same for the Notre Dame game, the American football. We had a spectacular situation where everybody enjoyed it. Here was, like, you know, a whole series of fans coming to Dublin to spend the weekend, some of them going to the three concerts. And we didn't even register the situation. Now, I got word last night from the person in Dublin City Council who's in charge of rejuvenating the city that they are now going to consider this, and they think it's a very, very good idea. But it beggars belief that they didn't think about this in the first instance. This is huge revenue. People come to this country. And also the fact of the matter is that the first Swiftie, the Reverend Dean Swift,
Jonathan Swift.
Was a hero. Jonathan Swift was a, you know, the dean of his day, the author of his day, the satirist of his day, the political active of his day, the champion of the poor. So much so that the popular people in the country were putting his image on napkins, and to celebrate him as well as
Jonathan Swift in with Taylor Swift. It's a very interesting. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's a very interesting idea.
It's a sitting duck. I mean, here you have, you know, a literary genius, a world icon of literature, you know, and a political champion, you know what I mean? And, you know, you have Patrick's Cathedral, which have thousands of visitors in there. I know the OPW back considering the old Kevin Street Police Station, the old one.
So, Manox, you're saying that they did all this for UEFA, but they haven't even, and it does seem extraordinary. I should point out, just to say, I have recently been to see Taylor Swift. I was in Lisbon for it, and the whole place was changed because of Taylor Swift. The place I stayed in Lisbon, almost every single person staying there was at Taylor Swift. That was what was happening. When this I was flying out, half the plane from Dublin was Taylor Swift fans. So this is...
Absolutely.
She generates hundreds of millions of euros every night she's in a city.
Absolutely. This is revenue. This is opportunity. Like if, you know, if you have a bumper crop, if you have, like, you know, access. You
okay.
Know what I mean?
So what would you like? What would you like to see happen?
I would like to see that we would take the summer concert series proper and right, and that we would present the city at its best, not just for this particular incident, but for the many concert goers who come to this city to enjoy themselves, and indeed sports. People travel. This is a leisure. We are at our best when it comes to hospitality. People love coming to Ireland. They love coming to the situation. Look at the likes of Temple Bar. They're spending 10 euros a pint in there. Some aren't, but a lot of them are. They don't spend it often, and they're not spending it on 2 points. They spend it on the one. But generally, it's a good place, and it's a great place that people want to come into. And we need to up our game. Dublin City Council needs to put together a special committee that looks at all these concerts.
You don't have a lot of time left, Manox. I mean, you're a member of Dublin City Council. You'd want to be getting the finger out in Dublin City Council
I had a call, you know, a text from the head of the city centre, Rejuvenation, who said that this is a good idea and they're going to put something together for us. A small time frame, but they can do it. I mean, they can actually, Dublin City Council, to be fair to them, once they're put to the mill, they can come up with extraordinary stuff. And I would hope that they would do this within this next 2 weeks, because it's at the end of the month the concert starts.
Can I ask you a last question? Like, considering, they, as you said, they did it for Notre Dame, they did it for UEFA, is there a reason, is it a bit of a snobbery that Taylor Swift is, you know, she's... Do you think there's a reason? Do people take sporting events more seriously?
I think it's political. I think there are people in Dublin City Council that are connected into the sports, that are connected into these situations. And I think, you know, I mean, concert promoters are afraid to kind of say, can we put something together here? But the point of the matter is that the leisure, the arts, culture and, leisure activities in Dublin City Council need to up their game. And I will certainly be doing this. There's a small amount of time between now
and when
we close off.
Look.
And I'll be doing that. And I think that that's going to happen. I'll be speaking to Richard Shakespeare and Karen Mitchell today to present something that's actually worthwhile
All
and
right.
to wake
Manox.
up. wake up. City wants this.
Mannix, thank you for joining us on this morning. That was Mannix Flynn, their independent Dublin City councillor. Let us know what you think.
We need to party like it's 1989.
Look at you with your Swifty references.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.